Welcome back to another episode of Brain Lemonade. This past weekend, we went to a festival that happens in Colorado, Fort Collins, Colorado, called the Fort Collins Music Experiment.
FOCO MX.
About 400 bands played on 30 stages.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of music.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of bands. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Sometimes it felt a little cramped.
A little bit.
But it was worth it to see some of these musicians. I think everyone we went and saw, I've seen before, except for Hunter James of the Titanic, we've never seen before, and that was awesome. That was at the Magic Rat.
And Hotel Wi-Fi. At least that was the first time for me. What about you?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think we've ever played with them.
But it was cool because the venue was, like, it used to be the Artery and now it's the Coast.
So. Yeah, it used to be called the Downtown Artery.
Yeah.
It was, like, it had a lot of rooms and, like, a
side art room.
And, like, adult jungle gym or something like that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Man, it's been a while since that was a thing. But, yeah, it was cool to, I mean, I was bummed, like, a couple years ago or whatever when it said that the Artery was closing, but I'm glad that it's back.
Right.
And still kicking.
Right. And I had one of my bands performed, and, you know, we did pretty well. We were over at the R Bar, which is across the street from Chiba Hut in Fort Collins.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great time. I think everyone liked it. I think we did well.
Yeah.
I'm not going to toot our horn and say we were the best band in the world.
You guys had a really good set, though.
We had a great set. And, yeah, we played 7:30 at the R Bar and Lounge.
It's kind of cool because previously your other band played the R Bar like 2 or 3 years ago.
Right.
About
5 years ago.
Oh, Jesus.
It was a lot longer ago.
Time is irrelevant. right. But it's kind of cool that you just, it's kind of like full circle because those guys in Heart Medicine came and saw you when you were in Poets and Wolves, and then you guys all played together at the R Bar again.
Yeah, when I joined Heart Medicine, they were called Amy and the Peace Pipes. So when Poets and Wolves played, Amy and the Peace Pipes came and saw us play, and now Heart Medicine, a.k.a. formerly Amy and the Peace Pipes with me in it, played at the R Bar. So that was fun, and I think that's why some people recognized me too.
Oh, hey. Right.
I know you. I don't know how. Like, I get that a lot.
Right.
just in case anyone's wondering too, I have my schedule in front of me. I'm a dork. I had to print it
on paper. I'm living in the year 2023 and I had it saved on my phone.
Yeah, but I can pull it right out of my back pocket and cross shit off if I want to.
And I can pull it right on my phone and cross shit off if I want to.
Lame.
I mean,
teach I made mine look own. Like a little book pamphlet. They're like, where did you get that? I made it.
I printed it at home.
Well, our set went until about 8:15. By the time we wrapped up and got out of there, it was close to 9. So we were trying to make it up to the Ugly Architect who played at the Gilded Goat Brewing, but couldn't make it.
Yeah.
That was our boy, William. Yeah. Give him some love, please. The Ugly Architect is an amazing artist.
He's great.
I think we were able to catch a song or two of I Am the Owl.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't able to make it to I don't think we were able to make it to the Aggie at all.
No.
Yeah, we were mostly on the other side of the town, but like half the time, some of those lines were nuts.
Yeah, we wanted to, there was a couple bands we wanted to see at Surfside, and I mean, that's what you get when you book, like, these dope-ass bands.
Right.
They, like, pack out the place. So, I mean, we saw Attack, heard Attack on Venus from the street, and they sounded great, but it would have been...
We heard, a good few of the songs, but it was just, like...
The line was long!
Yeah, no one was leaving, which is great.
Right.
So we were like, oh, we could sit out front and hang
and just like,
I took a photo too to be like, I was there. Like,
you guys were awesome. Well, they were really good.
Mm-hmm. Like, kill. I heard I can't remember if it was at that one or Copper Teeth afterward, where they broke a table.
Copper Teeth broke a table.
Oh my gosh.
That's how you know you're real hardcore.
And after that was our Friday. We had to go back home, sleep in, or not sleep in. Actually, that's why we had to get home, because we were not sleeping in.
Adult things.
Yeah, so to enjoy the rest of the day, we went home. It wasn't early, but we went home just a little bit early.
Yeah. A bit.
But our Saturday was kind of busy. We were able to make it downtown to Sick Trick at the Museum of Discovery in Fort Collins. Mm-hmm. They played at 6 o'clock, I believe.
Yeah.
It was a great set. Wild jams. It felt like... It didn't, like, what I loved about Sick Trick is it didn't feel like a jam, you know? It felt more like indie, like a rock and roll.
Yeah. It was cool.
Yeah, that was more comforting. I like his voice a lot.
Yeah.
Plus our friend Tyler plays bass, so it was
plays
a bonus
for them,
to see.
Yeah.
What did we head after that?
Who did we catch next? It's a bummer because there is, like, a block, multiple blocks of time that... Like, we wanted to see, like, one or more bands that were playing at the exact same time. So, yeah. We had to, like...
And if it wasn't at the exact same time, then it was just, like, all the way down to, like, at the bowling alleys, which is a great place to go, but
right.
They're, like, another four blocks away from us.
Yeah, it's hard to walk there.
It's hard to coordinate all of that, yeah, and try to make it to certain gigs. And even when you have to perform yourself, too, it was a little difficult. But, I mean, that doesn't mean it wasn't a blast. Everyone who put this on was... incredible. I'm still trying to look around on the website and find more people to shout out, but
right.
It's the Foco MA, the Foco MX Music Experiment. They have a website. It just happened April 28th and 29th, and I believe it's about the same day every year.
I think it's like the last weekend in April.
Yeah.
Which is good because, I mean, they can still get all those college students before the end of the year, and it's like you can kind of come out and party and hear some music and, like, before you have to do finals or whatever. And then, like, this year was really nice. It wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold. Mm-hmm. Last year was kind of chilly and, like, misty.
And on top of it, like, it wasn't chaotic when it came to, like, the bracelets or tickets or whatever.
Yeah.
To get into things. It was actually at a decent pace.
And
controlled, you know, like, if there was something wrong, I believe... we were at the top venue when we saw Native Station on Saturday. We'll get more into that later.
Right.
But there was some medics out back helping some people.
There was an accident
something happened. But so they were on top of it, and that's the great thing. And the cool thing is you can volunteer.
Yeah.
You can volunteer. Not only can you volunteer and not be a musician.
Right.
But you can volunteer and be a musician and hang out and see these musicians play.
Right.
Find something that you didn't know that you would like, you know? And,
yeah.
We're probably going to do our best to try and volunteer next year. We have to play it by ear.
Right.
But it would be great because then podcasting, it would be so much more fun.
Yeah. And I'm sure, like, every year that we've gone, the volunteers, they're usually the ones, you know, checking IDs and checking wristbands at each venue. Like, everyone has always been, like, super nice and super helpful. Like, we walked into the museum and there's, like, multiple... like areas where music is going on and we're trying to find where we're going and they're just like, oh yeah, down the hall, this way, like without even like missing a beat. Mm-hmm. Like everyone was really nice.
Yeah. Staff, like no one was rude.
Right.
They were all like really great. I love some of the stuff on their website. It has earned the unofficial title of the biggest little festival in America.
That's crazy. Awesome.
I still think like, even if you're not from Colorado, you should probably listen to some of these bands. Like there's stuff on there that, like, I don't know why is just a local band. There's so many bands.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Like, there's no way that you should just be a local band.
You should be, like,
holy moly,
loved everywhere.
After Sick Trick.
We made it to Bad Roommates, right?
Yeah, we made it to Bad Roommates at the Art Lab, which is great. I only have an issue with the Art Lab, and it's just that it's very... It doesn't absorb music well enough to blow out your eardrums.
Right.
But, you know, I'm one of those people that has to be cautious and wear earplugs. But
right.
I can hear everything even better, you know, with the earplugs, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
I mean,
it's just really loud. And the last time we were there last year, Whiff, they're a pretty good band.
They're a punk rock
band. They rocked so hard that the power went out in that building, like, twice.
Yeah.
Like... wow.
They turned it up to 11.
Like, seriously. So, that's what I'm saying is like, put those powerful bands in bigger places.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They earned it.
Like, right. I mean, like, the Art Lab is dope as, like, an art lab. I just don't think it's meant for big music like that.
Right. And I think music is fine, but you don't want to explode the place.
Right.
No, you know, you put the good music where, I believe, later that night, Saturday?
Yeah.
The Kitty Project played.
Played there, yeah.
Our friend Tyler, who was in Sick Trick, and his wife, Kim, and our friend Kimberly, and the rest of their bandmates were there, and I believe my bandmates were even there supporting them.
Right.
Put on a hell of a performance. I love, they started with my two favorite songs.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, and I know a few of their songs, but, like, but I mean, at this point, of course I know some of their songs.
Right.
But the ones I know and I can sing along to and jam, like, those were all the ones I was just like, yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
They're so cool.
I didn't want to leave. I really didn't want to leave. But we had to make it all the way across, like, four other blocks just to make it to a Native Station, too.
Yeah. But we also caught Author of Your Downfall, which you've played... You played with them with Midnight Horrors, right?
Yep, out in Denver. In Lost Lake.
Yeah, that one, I mean, they're like a prog rock instrumental, yeah?
I think so.
Yeah?
Something like that. It's awesome.
They're awesome. They're very talented musicians. Yeah, like, holy cow.
Extremely. It's so nice to just, like, kind of sit back and listen to that, you know? Because it's not, like, it's not in your face, you know?
Yeah.
It just feels like it's music telling a story to your brain that you're not focusing on,
because you don't need to sense? Like interpret lyrics.
You don't need to interpret anything. You just need to sit there and be like, yeah.
Feeling the music,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Then your brain figures it out.
That's
it's cool.
Yeah, there was three of them, man. That guitarist is insane.
Right,
I can't play like that.
And then we also you mentioned we caught Hunter James and the Titanic at Magic Rat. Oh,
I love Hunter.
I know. It's
such a crush on his voice. Like,
right.
It's a jealousy to the extent of love.
Yeah.
You know, like, to the point where I love it, you know. And they covered Led Zeppelin.
They covered, like, I'm not going to say that was the highlight of my weekend, but it was kind of the highlight of my weekend.
I knew it. Like, Sarah was like, I was sitting out front with Sarah having a drink, and we were just like, this is awesome.
And, like, the crowd was, like, feeling it, too.
Digging.
Like,
yeah.
They were,
yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, that was, I mean, not to say that he won number one.
But that was.
Definitely in my top three because his voice and their energy.
Their
alone,
energy, yeah.
Like the way him and I don't know their female singer's name, but they slay.
They sound so good
my
together.
God. Yes.
Yeah.
Goosebumps and chills every time.
Yeah.
Every time. Oh, who else we made? Where's my little.
Your paper?
Yeah. I don't think we made it to the lyric.
No.
We made it to Race and Neptune, but like I could only hear a couple of the songs while we ate pizza.
Yeah.
Because we had to rush over to another place. But I love Race to Neptune. Race to Neptune, To Be Astronauts, Attack on Venus have become three of my biggest favorites. And it's not because of the space theme.
Are you
That's
sure?
That's why I love shouting it out.
Okay.
Because it's not because of the... I mean, I probably went like, ooh, nice name. I'm going to listen to it. Listen to it. I was like, this is awesome.
Oops,
but now I'm like, I have to listen to all three of them. But like Race to Neptune is so cool.
Yeah.
Like, just got life of sorts, and it's just like it's like the tones of the guitar get me when it comes to Race to Neptune. And the Kitty Project.
Yep.
Kitty Project did so good. You guys rock.
They do rock.
What is it, Flying Through Space?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one? That one, like, what a way to kick it off, because I was like, oh, I'm going to go sit down now.
Right? It makes me want to, like, be in a planetarium and, like, have an edible or something and just, like, jamming.
And then Native Station was at the top of Tony's bar and rooftop. That was a killer show.
Yeah.
It was loud, but it was not, like, overbearingly loud.
And it's been, like, a while. Because, I mean, we're friends with pretty much everybody that's a Native Station. And it's been, you know, a hot minute since we've seen them live.
Yeah, I believe that we had them on the show once, too.
Like, for...
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, when you were doing listening to stuff.
Yeah, go back and listen to an old episode with Native Stations. And I think... I don't know if there was a song at the end. Maybe there was. But regardless, you can still find them... You can find all of these bands on Spotify and YouTube... And their Facebook.
Right.
Give them all love.
I mean...
Obviously, there was more.
Right. And Corbin made a playlist, like, Love Thy Locals, which has, you know, a good chunk of these Focomex bands, plus other ones that we really enjoy that are from Colorado that weren't at... didn't play.
They weren't at Focomex, but that does not mean you shouldn't give them some immense love.
Seriously.
Like, I'm just digging through, trying to find the musicians that not only have the heart for this,
mm-hmm.
but the... It's not only the talent. It's the heart, it's the character, and the energy. I care about the personality that music makes. You know, so the person makes just as much, is just as important to me as the music
is. As the music.
So, like, that's what I would kind of just base that, like, playlist around. And, you know, I'm not going to be a jerk. I'm not going to be an ass or anything about it either.
Right.
But, if you know, someday I meet one of these musicians, I'm like, oh, they're an ass. If I fade them off the playlist, that's not my problem. But that's about as far as I'll go.
Corbin.
But, you know, I love all the musicians.
I know.
Like, the scene is so huge.
Yeah.
The community is just so supportive.
There is a lot of,
I believe everyone, not at some of them, but at my band show, most of them were musicians in the crowd.
Yeah.
And I was like, first off, that's just the biggest support a community could ever see from local talent.
Right.
You know, and if we had that much love for local talent in every other place, we'd probably be cranking out new bands every year.
Or even just that much love towards each other in general. Maybe we wouldn't be in such a shit place all the time.
Right. Definitely don't sleep on some of those bands. I wonder if we can, let's go, is the schedule up? Can we go through and say, don't sleep on some of these people?
I mean, you're literally just going to be listing everybody.
I mean, true. House with a Yard. I wanted to see House with a Yard so bad. Avogadro's was another place that was just a little too far out of the area that I needed to stick to during the time I was playing. More Than Physics is so good. Nicole wasn't able to go there with me.
Oh, are those?
They played at the museum.
At the museum.
Yeah, you didn't go upstairs, but there's a dome up there.
What?
And they projected it on the ceiling, and they just played those. I feel bad being a musician not knowing what those are called, but those things where you hit the orbs, they have a picture of them where they're using them, but that was incredible.
I almost called them otter boxes, but that's otter boxes. That's where they played.
Yeah, it was like those copper tomes that you hit on the top or whatever.
And they make different
tones,
drum tones.
It was magical. It was more or less like another form of meditation for me.
That's cool.
I wanted it to go on forever.
Yeah.
it was so good. So nice. I wasn't able to make it to Ren and Ian either, but I heard that they're a big up-and-comer that's been around for the past couple of years.
Yeah.
I didn't even know some of these, what are they called? It's like singer-songwriters played.
Yeah.
Let's see. Pictures of Moss, they're a great band. I wasn't able to make that one this year, but they are really good. I don't know if they are on Spotify. If they are, I'm going to throw them on my playlist for sure. Tones, lyrics, vibe, overall vibe, they've got it. You know, it's got the feel. It doesn't feel like jam, but it's also rock and roll. Not rock, but alt and indie kind of mixed together. That's my area, you know, my area of expertise.
Right. I'm also going to give, you know, Folk OMA a pat on their back, because I feel I'm not saying we're super into the music scene, but they're not the same bands we've seen, you know, over and over and over again.
Right.
They're clearly, you know, getting new, you know, talented people to be a part of this festival, which is awesome. Getting the exposure if you're just a singer-songwriter or just starting out. I think it's really cool that, you know, Folk OMA is giving them an opportunity to, you know, get their voices heard.
Yeah, I completely agree, because cool, if the band's there 1 year and then the next year, dope. But if they come back a third time, it's all right, but now I'm compelled to go see you when I want to go see some other people.
Right.
But then I would feel bad not going to see them.
Right.
But it's just no, you should also go see other people, because every year there's a new band.
Yeah.
Every year there's new music.
Yeah.
Every year, that band that you liked probably replaced a member and sound different.
Mm-hmm.
So much goes on in the scene. It's insane. But yeah, that's why. Yeah, no, I was agreeing.
Yeah.
Safekeeper, another shout out. I wanted to go see. Did not have the time. I've been waiting to go see them for the past couple of years. But they played at Illegal Pete's. They're an indie alternative rock band.
Dump Truck Magic Beats, they played right before
That's
you.
That's who played before us. Okay,
at Arbar.
I was going through.
And they were dope. They sounded so awesome.
That was some great energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, lively. It felt Like, every time I looked over at the door, I felt like light was just shining. You know, just,
yeah.
That was the cool part.
And they're like
it,
funkadelic, you know? Funky music, yeah. And like, it was good vibes for sure.
I wasn't able to make it to the Swashbuckling Doctors, but I think John, the guitarist of my band, made it over to them for like 5 or 10 minutes, and I think Amy did too. They played at New Belgium Brewing Company. Awesome ska, like, I don't know, adventure ska. It feels like adventurous music to me.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they explored things. I'm saying that all their words and lyrics feel like an adventure that they're kind of taking you on through ska music, you know?
They're like singing about like a RPG of like whatever ska stuff that you can do. I don't know, words. I don't know things.
No, I agree. Let's see. Who else we got up in here? And remember, like, there's going to be a lot of people that we don't, like, mention, and it's not that we don't like them, we just don't know anything maybe about them.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't able to make it to them on time, like, but definitely just go online, check out the list for this year, even if you can find last year's list, just listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
Colorado has so much potential that it's sick.
Yeah.
And the Trujillo company...
Trujillo.
My bad, I'm sorry, guys. Please don't hate me. Straight up rock and roll. We've seen them once or twice. We saw them at the Marquee.
It's been a little while, though.
But they used to be a duo. I think they're a trio now, but man, they kill it. Like,
yeah,
it's like
time.
That. I don't want to say White Stripes, but more rock and roll.
Yeah.
But kind of like that.
Yeah.
And that was, like, that's what kind of hooked me because I like the rock and roll version of that.
Yeah.
Oh, no way. Violet Pilot was here? You guys, I'm so sorry. Oh, my gosh. I wouldn't have been able to make it anyway. Damn it. This is what I'm talking about.
Like, I think we, like, completely skipped over the time frames that we were like, nope, we have to be at these particular ones.
Right. Mountain Duo is another band I wasn't able to see. I wanted to so bad. These two, I have no idea who they are.
Yeah?
No idea who they are. But they have been pressing the music scene, like adding it up. Like,
yeah.
You cannot look on a single musician's like group page on Facebook or anything like that without seeing an ad or anything from them. I'm not saying that's bad.
No, they're.
I'm just saying it's kind of impressive.
They're marketing.
Like,
for
it's
sure.
It's kind of very impressive. So I'm really bummed I wasn't able to make it to them. But Mountain Duo is it looks like a two man acoustic and electric guitar
duo
singer duo,
if you will.
Yeah, if you will. So definitely check them out. I don't know who this band is. Heart Medicine.
Ew. Just
Modern is another band I've been listening to. I actually need to throw another song on to my playlist. Oh, they were at the Alley Cat. Actually, some of these things I didn't even know actually were playing music too.
Yeah, there's
syrup.
A lot of other like places that you didn't think were a venue, they would just somehow made a stage for people to play.
The Man Cubs were here?
Yeah, apparently.
What the hell?
Wait, what time?
I'm so disappointed.
We might have caught them as we were walking through Old Town.
Jesus. Queen Bee and the Stingers is another one we weren't able to make it down for, but I believe you helped design some stuff?
I helped them with a album artwork, like, back a while.
And there's William, the Ugly Architect. Trash Cat, another band we wanted to run down to, but we just didn't have time to. Trash Cat is another kind of Greeley local band, too. So you got to give heavy support to our Greeley locals. We don't get a lot of love over here. It's because we're in Greeley, you know
right.
what I mean? Cure for Colors, another band we weren't able to make it to that we wanted to see. I didn't need to see Adriana Ash as her band was playing later that night. I don't know who Clementine is, but I love the name. I feel like I've seen them before, though. That's why I'm like, I don't understand.
Nub's awesome.
We weren't able to make it, but Midnight Horrors played with them, and they are so cool.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Energy. Character, creativity, all of it is all there.
Right. We caught Pink Fuzz last year at the Aggie, and they were here again, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But we
they were another band that I really appreciate. I saw them walking around, just checking out the other scene.
I think
that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't stick around. I mean, you know, I'm the kind of person, I need to stick around for 3 songs. All right, time to go to the next guy. Or 4 songs, depending on the evening, how much time is left, yada, right. yada. But yeah, they're jumpers, so they actually go around seeing them, and I love that about the locals. Like, you gotta support. You're a local musician if you go and support your local musicians.
Right.
Like, it's the only way we're gonna be able to survive. Attack on Venus, State Drugs, another band I wanted to go see, but we weren't able to make it to.
Looking at this list again, I'm like, damn it.
Yeah, I'm like kind of disappointed.
I thought our lineup was pretty solid until I'm like, oh man.
But that doesn't mean next year won't be.
I mean, let's just, you know,
see what happens.
If we see, you know, Copper Teeth, since we didn't see them,
right.
have a show sometime this year, we'll go see them.
We'll go see Sickly Hex, Post Paradise played. Love Sickly Hex. Post Paradise is great too. I love their light shows. Oh my god.
They have such a big, like, on stage presence. It's interesting that they played at Avos.
Right. And we weren't able to make it out Sunday as we had life, you know, life to deal with.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it was good or bad. I'm just saying
it was life.
We had stuff to do, unfortunately.
Right.
But
I think, like, I don't think Foco MX could be done without, like, all the people that, you know, volunteer. Like, I'm sure for, like, at least, like, 3 months, there's so many people organizing and, like, checking schedules and, like, booking people and making sure all the stages are set and all the wristbands and shirts and volunteers. Like, it's just crazy how, like, as a participant or as a concert goer, how mm-hmm. smooth everything seems to go every year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely incredible. I believe, I mean, you got to also think, I don't know their sponsors per se, but like Odell's Brewing.
Odell's is a big one, and like
Alternative
there's organic. A whole bunch of just, for the most part, like local to Fort Collins businesses and
right.
companies that.
And even Music City Hot Chicken, like they treat right. their musicians so well. Like every musician is a king in there, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, like, especially during the Foco MX time, like. Like, good food, good chicken, like, yeah. And it's incredible that we actually have this kind of scene, you know, in Colorado. Because Colorado's music is just, it's in its own world, you know. It's like its own space station when you think about it. Like, half the time, when you're so focused on not just music, but stuff in Colorado, that you forget that there's other places out there, you know. So that's what, I think that's kind of, you know,
cool.
the great part about it, yeah.
Yeah.
It was great to see a lot of familiar faces. I felt like a lot of the time I felt off guard. I was always hustling, going
right.
to the next place.
Oh, hey, and then like,
hey, yeah, how are things? I think they're great. Give me a second. Sorry, I'm going to talk to my friend now. Peace.
Right, like, I got to go.
Yeah, and, but I mean, as is, like festivals, there's so much going on.
Yeah.
So much good food. I think there were street vendors almost, literally almost on every other corner.
Yeah.
And the exchange was a beautiful time. Nicole got a TikTok of that flared up because she used a, was it Bebo?
It was the, what is it, the Jedi something?
I can't remember what it's, I know what you're talking about.
But it was at the Silent Disco, so I made the people at the Silent Disco dance to something that they probably weren't dancing to.
Dance to some Star Wars. It was in good taste. Don't
it was in
worry
good
about
taste.
It. Yeah.
But,
that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I think we want to try and do this again, too. We're going to keep trying to go to a couple of music events, and it's just nice to sit down and talk about it, because technically, I mean, when you think about it, this is like our first, like, live episodes.
Yeah.
You know, we're releasing it, you know, tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool to be able to do this and live in the moment for me, you know. And we used to try to do that with movies, but the movie schedules got so ahead of us that it was so hard to keep up.
And expensive.
This is about music.
Music.
The local Colorado music scene. Remember, I have a playlist, Love Thy Local. Please follow me on Spotify and listen to that playlist. Download it. I'm going to try and put it on YouTube Music and more. Musicians that listen to this that don't have their music on Spotify, Put your music on Spotify. Unfortunately, it sucks, but put it on Spotify.
Yeah.
And I say it sucked, meaning, you know, we all know the payment process, but, you know, everyone can find you and listen to you and enjoy you.
Yeah.
And spread thy word of thy local. That's
Amen.
Why I called it thy. Amen.
Amen.
I think, as usual, you know, like, we get... Actually, we don't need to, like, do that many disclaimers. This was a local thing.
Yeah.
You know, we already did that. You know, that was Fort Collins, Colorado Music Festival.
I mean, we'll post the link in the description if you want to, like, go check out some of these bands that played. And or, you know, volunteer. Get on the list to volunteer next year.
Yeah,
or,
try it out next year, please. And sign your band up every year. You never know.
Yeah.
Like, Midnight Horrors will get there.
You'll do it.
We'll all do it.
We'll all do it.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't even play any music, and I'm going to do it. They'll just put me, like, give me a little, like, milk carton box to play on the corner or something. I'm just
My goal next year is I'm going to prep my stomach for that day.
Yeah.
Because we go to eat at a lot of the same places out in Fort Collins.
Yeah.
My goal is to only eat street food.
Only eat street food.
Only eat street food.
I'm kind of bummed. We walked by this taco cart,
We were leaving, man. We were like...
But we were on the way to get pizza. Like, my mind was already set on pizza.
Yeah.
And we walked by this taco cart, and then I was like, oh, we should just get tacos.
Should have just gotten the tacos.
It smelled so good.
And then we were heading back to our car. We're like, want to get some for the road? The line was big. We're like,
damn it.
Just go. Like,
Next time.
I wonder
if they're there, like, every weekend. Could we just go? I bet they're there.
We're going to go eat some tacos and probably talk about some local music.
Right.
You should do the same.
You should.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.